And now we have Naveed. Naveed often sets up with eight rabbits in the back, but he does like to experiment, so we'll see what he tries here. I was a little surprised to find out this is the first time Paul and Naveed have ever met in the World Championships. They're both veteran players. I'd expected they had played at least once, but this is their first time playing. They've never met in the postal mixer before because Paul prefers to move in 30 minutes, or sorry, in 30 seconds or fewer. He doesn't like the slow play. Okay, so Naveed has gone with the eight rabbits back. Got the offside, the camel on the west side on the B file. Pretty standard setup there by Paul. An interesting thing about their two matchups is that in their 22 previous encounters, Paul has played silver 21 times. This is only the second time he's played gold against Naveed. Naveed's responded pretty much in kind here. Standard setup. Three steps forward with the elephant. It'll be interesting to see what Paul does here. He might go for the elephant in the corner. He might try a rabbit pull. Paul often does try to rabbit pull if you give him that opportunity. No, he's going for the horse, it looks like. Now, if Naveed moves his elephant here to G4, he's not in a bad position at all because the two elephants and the two horses on the G-file will kind of cancel each other out, and the silver camel's in the west. It's always advantageous to have the silver camel on the opposite side of where all the elephants are congested, of course. Naveed also might be thinking of going for that E2 camel. If he puts his elephant on E2, pushes the camel to E3. Paul can stop it. He could put his elephant on E3, move the elephant to E4, put the camel on F3, but at least then he's distracted him from the silver horse. After that, he might even think of trying to rabbit pull or sweep underneath a trap. Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea. If he moves his elephant to E2 on his 3S move, puts the camel on E3, even if Paul uses four steps to save his camel, Naveed can always move his elephant to the B2 square on move 4S. I might think of trying to do something like that. It's deep in thought here. I find Naveed does like to attack. So he might be thinking already. Well, you never know what he's thinking, but he might be trying a horse and camel advance on the west side very early in the game. He might be thinking of defending that horse, or he might go straight to the attack on that camel. Okay, so he's just playing it very cautiously here. There's not much you can do to drag a horse when there's... This is a very common pattern to have horses on G3 and G6 and elephants on G4 and G5. You can push and pull them all you like, but then with four steps, your opponent can undo it. But Naveed probably counting on the fact that his camel's on the west side and therefore much more well-positioned. Paul's just using a delay tactic there on his 4G move. He pulled the silver horse to F5. That's very easily undone by Naveed in just three steps, which he has done. Naveed has completely undone Paul's move. So we're almost in the same position as we were on 4G. We're on 5G now. The only difference now is the elephant is on F4 instead of G5. Now on the 5G move, Paul's moved his horse to F3, his camel to E3, and his elephant to E4. I'm not sure what Paul's trying for here. He's left a rabbit exposed to a pull on G2. He might just be thinking of trying to get his camel to the west side to offset the silver camel on the west side. But Naveed has jumped all over that exposed rabbit. Nanavid's got some interesting chances. If that camel continues to move west, I don't know if that's what Paul's planning, but that would open the door for a silver horse to move down to G3. So Paul might, yeah, I was just about to say Paul might want to put his horse back on G3 just to block that out. Now Navid's once again in a position where he can pull the rabbit one more time. And it's always in his interests to lure the gold elephant to the east. Until Paul gets his camel to the west, it's always advantageous to lure the two elephants east. Nope, Navid passed up the gold rabbit pull on 6S. Instead, he's opted to push the camel west to D3. Of course, there's a threat here, a minor threat that he'll... Paul's a very fast player. Only 14 seconds, he's already moved on 7G. He's just moved his camel to safety on C3. Paul's already built his reserve up to 8 minutes, 11 seconds. He's very fast, and always plays very fast. So now Navid, he might still think of trying to attack on the southeast side. He's probably concerned right now about his camel on B6. With the elephant on D5, of course, that's a four-step maneuver. He could put his elephant on C5 or A5 and pull the camel down one step. And Paul's also in a position to pull the D8 rabbit one step. So if Navid wants to protect everything, well, he might want to he can move a cat and dog from E7 to F7, slide them one step over each. Maybe step back with his camel if he wants to protect that. The G6 horse is safe even if he moves the dog one step west, so he could use a final step to move the H7 cat to G7. That's if he wants to play very defensively here. If he's looking for attacking options, he has them. He might, with the camel now on the west side, he could bring his horse from G6 down to G4 and think about attacking or pulling a rabbit. So he's doing a little of everything. He's left his horse in striking position here. He's targeting that F2 square. He's also protected his camel. It's a pretty good move there. Now, Paul can, of course, just put pieces on F1 and... Oh, he's such a fast player. Okay, so now Paul's put his camel on G5 on move 8G. So Navid just has to be careful to protect that F7 horse. Sorry, the F7 silver dog. There's no frame threat just yet, so... He doesn't have to worry about protecting his horse yet. He might want to just to put the horse on H4. The key thing here is that he has to hope he doesn't overlook that F7 dog. Those are tricky sometimes. Sometimes when you think your opponent's just concerned about freezing the G4 silver horse, you overlook the fact that he's actually created a sneaky attack on your own trap. Gets off to do all the analysis on Navid's turn. It seems every time Paul makes a move, it's in under 20 seconds lately. Navid's thinking. If he's thinking of trying to continue this attack on the southeast side, it would be a little tricky. I mean, that silver horse on G4 can be activated if there's a silver piece on H4, but that's not easy to achieve right now. If he uses his horse to activate his horse, sorry, if he uses the E3 elephant to activate his D4 horse, he could put the elephant on F4, move the horse to H4, and then if he really wants to attack, he could try to move the horse to H3 on his 9S move, and then use 3 steps to pull the gold horse up to G4 on 9S, and take his final step to move his silver horse to G3. That's the sort of thing you usually want to do. Is that what he's going to do? Yeah. So Navid has protected his F7 trap. He's moved his horse to H4. Now that horse has two options, of course. It could flip the rabbit up to the H5 square by using the horse, by flipping it via the G4 square, or he could just step one step back with his horse, but that would freeze it. The other thing he might be doing is setting up a longer term plans for an attack against that trap. Now if I were Navid here, I would consider maybe putting a cat on D7. On Paul's 9G move, he moved his elephant to E6, pushing the cat aside. So he might be planning a rabbit pull here against the E8 rabbit. He has created a threat against the F7 dog once again, but again, that's a very easy save. Naveed might want to use two or three steps to save his cat. He wants to put the cat on G7, that's two steps. He wants to save his G6 cat from being pushed down, so he could put the dog on C6, cat on... Well, I'm thinking dog on C6, cat on D7, but that's actually very risky because the camel might swoop in there. Hold it. No, I think that's safe. Naveed might be thinking of putting the dog on C6 on his 9S move, moving the cat to D7. No, he's done it a different way. I was thinking of putting the dog on C6, cat on D7, but that might be even better move here because he's... I always like to put my cats behind the trap, so on the next move he can put the cat on C7. If Paul's very aggressive, he might try and pull that cat down with his camel, but of course the silver elephant will be able to stop it. No, Paul's just playing a simple move here. He's not too worried about the cat on C6. Naveed would have been able to save that cat anyway, so Paul's just going for the simple result here, pulling a rabbit. Now Naveed, his cat's still not in direct danger, but that's a terrible square. He might want to move his cat to C7 here on 10S. Use two steps to pull a rabbit. He could also use two steps to push the rabbit down to H2 if he wants to try and reclaim the G3 square for his horse on move 11S on the next move. No. I was going to say, though, that's probably not advised yet. Usually I like to do that when the camel is far away. The camel could have interfered with that dog on a future move, so... Sorry, if the horse had infiltrated to G3, the gold camel would have had a chance to infiltrate later. So both players are rabbit pulling now. On 10S, Naveed pulled a rabbit up to H4, and Paul is pulling a rabbit to E6. Now if Naveed's going to continue to rabbit pull, he's going for the camel. Let's see how Paul wants to act here. He can use two steps for his elephant to C5, move the horse down one step, and first move the camel to C3, and then maybe the horse to B2. Nope, he didn't bother saving the horse. I was thinking he might move the horse down to B2. He just pulled the rabbit one step south on 12G and left his horse on B3, but he did move his camel to C3, which was probably the most important objective there. Now it'll be interesting to see if Naveed wants to flip that horse up. He does have a camel on that side, so he's probably interested in bringing the gold camel up. Question of how much success he'll have with the gold elephant there. At some point, Paul might be leaning towards charging his gold horse from G3 to G6. Not going to be doing that in the next couple of moves, but it's a long-term option he has. Naveed wants to protect his G6 trap. He could perhaps just flip the rabbit from H4 to G5. That prevents the gold horse from immediately accessing G6 square, and it would also threaten the gold rabbit, of course. I think that's what I would like in this position. There is the temptation to try to push that horse up the west side, get it towards the silver camel. That would be a huge positional advantage for silver. But I'd also be worried, as gold, I would be worried about that G6 trap. Well, very safe move by Naveed. I was thinking of just flipping the gold rabbit to G5. That would have been enough to prevent the G3 gold horse from reaching G6. Naveed's just going to patiently take his time. So no rush to take that rabbit. So that was Naveed's 12S move. He's put his silver horse on G6, pulled the gold rabbit up to H5. Now it looks like we'll just have a simple camel, a rabbit pushing, rabbit pulling affair. I think Paul, if he wants to put his horse on B2 and use three steps to push the rabbit to E4 on his 13G move, I think he would have time for that. He could use three steps. Yeah, that's what Paul did. He just wanted to protect his horse. He doesn't have to worry about his camel too much. With three steps from Naveed to pull the camel up to C4, there's not too much worry there, I don't think. No matter where Naveed pulls the camel, pull it to C4, leaving his elephant on B4, D4, or C5 in any case, Hulk can move his camel back to safety. The Naveed might here might just be trying for a simple rabbit exchange. And Naveed's concern here might be what to do with this rabbit. If he pulls the... This is on the 13S move. If he pulls the rabbit to A6, concern might be that the elephant will come over to... Sorry, I meant to say H6. If silver pulls the gold rabbit to H6 on move 13S, on move 14G, the elephant might move to G5. Sorry, G6. Well, this could get complicated. So if Paul wants to protect that horse in the long, in the short term, he could pull the horse to G5. Then there's the counter threat of a camel flip to C5, so I guess Naveed isn't worried about that move. Another thing Paul might do, he might put his elephant on F5, move his camel over to E3. That would threaten the silver rabbit. When you have the elephant on F5, the horse can't flip the rabbit onto the F6 square. Well, Paul doesn't seem to care about protecting his gold rabbit, so there might just be a simple rabbit exchange here on 14S. Paul's 14G. I'm not sure what his plan is with that gold elephant. Well, if I were Naveed here on 14S, I would just take the rabbit exchange. I didn't think that rabbit was... I might have tried to protect the gold rabbit on 14G. I was thinking if the elephant was on F5, the horse can't move to G5, of course, as part of a rabbit pull, so he would have had to have pulled the rabbit through the trap, moving the horse to E6 on 14S if the gold horse were on F5. But then that doesn't quite seal the deal, because then the rabbit could move back to G6, use three steps to push the silver horse west. I was thinking that Paul might have tried that, knowing that he has that gold horse. And he still would have had enough gold horse to move up the G-file, and he still had enough steps to rescue his camel. Instead, Paul has just basically conceded a rabbit exchange. This is a long think here by Naveed. I don't know if he's worried about his dog being flipped up. I guess Paul's just going to give up his gold rabbit, maybe exchange for the silver rabbit, and then pull the D8 rabbit on his next move. Naveed might be thinking whether it's worthwhile to blockade the D7 square just to prevent Paul from pulling a second rabbit. And an interesting thing about Paul's style of play is that almost everybody, if Naveed were to capture the H6 gold rabbit here on the 14S move, almost every player in the world would try to capture the E4 silver rabbit on 15G, but Paul doesn't, he's very, I don't know, he's got a unique style. Instead of just capturing an enemy rabbit right away, he often just leaves them sitting there, seeing if he can use them later to blockade the enemy position. So if Naveed does decide to capture that H6, nope, Naveed has not captured it. So Naveed might be thinking that he's just going to wait till a later date to capture that H6 gold rabbit. And he's thinking now that if camel does capture the rabbit, it moves to F4, and he might be planning to then push it up to F5 with his elephant. Or he might be thinking that if the camel pulls to F4, he might even attempt three steps to move his silver horse to B3. It'll be interesting to see what Naveed does now. He has the opportunity to move his silver horse down to B3. He still has that option to capture the H6 rabbit. He could use two steps to protect that, just push the camel east. Nope, he's doing the... So on 15S, Naveed has, in fact, attacked the southwest trap. I think that's a good move there. Naveed's got all sorts of options now. He doesn't have to worry too much about the gold elephant, for example, pushing the rabbit to F4 on 16G. Because if he did that, the gold camel would be pushed up to E5 on 16S. As long as the rabbit remains there on E4, of course, the gold camel cannot be pushed north. So Paul has no incentive right now to try to capture that rabbit. It'll be interesting to see how he defends against the C3 trap here. Ideally, he'd love to get his camel over to the southwest side, but he won't be able to do that. Now he's just going to have to defend with his horse. I might think of putting a rabbit on C1 and putting an elephant on C4. That prevents the horse from the silver horse from accessing the C2 square on 16S. This is an unusually long think by Paul. His other concern might be that if he just puts an elephant on C4, rabbit on C1, his camel might get flipped to D4. I don't know if he's too concerned about that. He is. He just has to move his camel to F3. I think the most important thing here on 16G... Oh, he's pulled the horse up. Now, of course, Navid can undo that. He can put his horse very easily back on B3. Then Paul's 17G, he could use three steps to once again pull the horse up to B4, but then on the 17G, he would then put his horse on B3, denying it to Navid. So rather than just defending the trap directly, he's going to use a pulling game here. Now, if Navid were to put horse on B3 on 16S and a camel on B4, by putting the camel on B4, the gold elephant can't use three steps to pull the horse back up to B4 on 17G and then use his fourth step to move B2 gold horse to B3. If he does pull that piece up, he's going to have to... Well, if he puts the camel on B4, he prevents that tactic. Then the other way to remove the B3 silver horse on 17G would be to pull it via the C3 trap. Pull the horse east to put the gold horse on B3. But in that case, then on 17S, the horse would just go straight through the south, push the dog out of the way, and take control of the southern part of the trap. And then Paul would have to worry about the camel then joining the attack later. So Navid might be thinking right now, I might seriously consider just putting the horse back on B3, the camel on B4, and I might start advancing a rabbit down the west side. There's enough action going on that I'm not too concerned right now about the rabbits. Although that might be something that Navid's thinking about. There's no risk at this very moment of the silver horse being framed, so with no frame threat, Navid might be thinking of just capturing the H6 rabbit, or he might be thinking of trying to establish an attack first and then going for the rabbit capture. That was a very unusual 17G by Navid. The only real threat he's put in is that now he can push the gold camel to E5 on 16S. On 17S. The 16S move might have just set up a future camel push to E5. But there's no immediate danger. I mean, Paul could use three steps to capture the silver rabbit on F3 and then just simply put the gold camel on F3 as the final step after using three steps to capture the F3 rabbit. And I think that's what I would do in this situation. Oh no. So Paul's got a very unusual style. He's one of the very few players that you'll see in Arima who continually declines to capture enemy rabbits. He loves to use rabbits as threats against the enemy elephant. For example, if he had two silver rabbits pulled down to the fourth rank, he would put them on D4 and E4 and then try to blockade the silver elephant into the middle of the board where it can't escape because its own rabbits are squashing it. In fact, Paul did exactly that to me in the 2007 World Championship. Now Navid's probably very surprised, although he might know Paul's style well enough to have expected that. Now what does he want to do? Can just take the H6 rabbit and be up a rabbit. But he might be thinking about the safety of his elephant. It's not in immediate danger right now. I mean, he might be concerned that the C4 elephant will move to D4, but I think that the gold elephant just can't stand on D4 indefinitely because the silver camel would be a threat later. Navid's just made the simple play, capturing the H6 rabbit. Not a bad idea. It'll be interesting to see what Paul does here. Try to blockade the c2 square in the hopes of building a horse frame on the next move. Of course, Navid could easily prevent that on his 18s. Right now we're on 18g. I mean, the other option, of course, is to try. Oh, okay, so Paul has indeed... It's an interesting move. He did indeed blockade the c1 and b2 squares, so that now the silver horse is threatened with a frame. Navid just needs to use two steps to protect that, put the camel on b5 and the horse on a4, and there's not going to be any threat of a rabbit. Sorry, camel on b5, horse on a4, and there's no chance of a horse frame at any time. Final step there was to put a dog on his 18g move. He put a dog on f3. I don't know why he did that. I mean, the only thing it prevents right now is the gold camel cannot be pushed east. So now the elephant is locked into place. So Paul's next move might be, if he puts his elephant on d4 on his 19g move, that silver elephant cannot move at all. It's locked into place, except for the fact that with the c4 square unoccupied, the elephant could escape by first putting a piece on c4 and then crossing over the c3 trap. Oh, I see what he's doing. I finally saw Paul's threat. He's going to try and push that rabbit from e4 to d4, and then the elephant cannot move from d3. That's what he's doing. Now Navid's got to think of what to do here. So if he's really concerned, of course, he could just use two steps to move the horse to a4, and then at least one step to move his elephant out of the way to d4. This is an innocuous-looking position, but it's actually a major threat. As long as that... Okay, so Navid did see the threat. He's moved his elephant to d4 on his 18s move. Now it's interesting to see whether Paul will finally capture that rabbit. Of course, he can use four steps, just pull the horse to g4, and then the dog can move either south or east and capture the rabbit with two final steps. Again, that's what most players would do in this situation, I believe, but Paul's got his very unique style where he loves to use enemy rabbits to blockade enemy pieces. But he might just leave that rabbit there for a while. Another idea is if Paul puts his elephant on d5 right now, silver elephant has no access to the east side. If you'll notice that it can't move to the e4 square, if the gold elephant's on d5, the silver elephant can't move north, so it has no immediate ability at all to move in the eastern direction. So Paul might be thinking of putting an elephant on... Nope, he did not. So he's just going for the simple horse pull. So once again, on 19g, he's once again threatening a frame on the c3 square. Navid can easily protect that with two steps. He might try a counterattack against the gold horse on f4, except that won't be so effective against a mobile gold horse. Best option is just to use two steps here to move that horse back to a4. If he's really concerned about his camel safety, he could move dog from d6 to c6, move the camel from b6 to b7, and then there are no more threats against that camel. And the dog is protected on the c6 square as long as the camel occupies the b7 square. Yeah, and that's what Navid did. He's just protecting his camel, protecting his horse, and biding his time. Navid's still up that rabbit. Paul can capture it at any time, but he might take a long time here before deciding to capture that rabbit. I think Paul really likes his position there. I think he likes the fact that at any time he can put his elephant on d5, and the silver elephant will not have access to the northeast quadrant. I think Paul really likes that idea, and so he won't be moving his, he won't be capturing that e4 silver rabbit anytime soon. At least I don't expect he will yet. Maybe one of his ideas in the future is going to be to try to rotate that gold camel from E3. Yeah, he's in the process of doing that. So right now he's rotating the camel from E3 over to the east. At some point in the future, he might put an elephant on D5 and then start moving his rabbit, his camel, up the east side. Right now he's just created a threat against the dog, but that's a pretty simple threat to stop. I'm not even I wouldn't even be concerned about the camel flip to B5 if I were Navid, because it's easy enough to move that camel to the A5 square, and from the A5 square there's no threat of it being hostaged or anything. The A4 horse will prevent any camel hostages because it's farther south than the camel. Tough to make a plan here. I mean, Navid could try to put his horse on A3 this move. Of course, use one step at least to protect the C6 dog. And then next move again, the silver elephant could use three steps to pull the B3 horse to B4, and then use the fourth step to move the horse to B3. That would be on 21S. The elephant has returned to the D3 square on 20S. Now Paul might be thinking of blockading. Again, if Paul doesn't blockade with a piece on the E2 square, then the silver elephant can push that cat down, move the rabbit west to E4, and it's no longer blockaded out of the northeast quadrant. So long term, if Paul is thinking of moving his camel to the east side, probably going to put pieces on F3 and E2 at the very least, in order to blockade the elephant from moving east. Not a major threat anymore, because so Paul's doing another rabbit pull. That's an interesting 21G. Seemed that he might be going after a horse or a camel earlier, but now it just seems that he's satisfied to pull another rabbit down. So Paul might be aiming long term to move that rabbit he pulled down to B7 and eventually put it on D4. If he has rabbits on D4 and E4, plus you can see the elephant's blockaded for moving to E3 currently, then Paul will have a very powerful position. Then his objective after that's going to be to rotate his camel out to the east side and attack on the east side there. I thought Paul earlier was going to try and just use his elephant on D5, but I'm guessing now that his long-term plan is going to be to move the B7 rabbit to D4. Now if you're Navid, I don't know what to do here. It's always tricky playing against somebody that plays such a unique style because you don't know what to expect. Oh, that's actually a pretty good move by Navid. I wasn't thinking of doing that on 21S, but moving the horse down through the southwest is a really good idea. Now, once that horse establishes itself on the C2 square, it will be very, very well positioned. And it's not easy at all for that F3 gold camel to reach silver horse that just advanced to B2. Not easy at all. And even if the camel were thinking of doing that, Navid could just pull a rabbit onto the second rank and blockade the camel's path. With so many pieces in the way, I wouldn't even be worried about it. Basically, that getting the horse onto C2 is a very powerful piece that's very difficult to dislodge. Now, what will Paul do? There's no immediate threats against the southwest quadrant. I mean, that C2 gold dog can only be pushed north. It can't be pushed south or east, so that's not as big a concern. Interesting to see whether Paul will continue with this. Well, he did two steps of his rabbit pull. He's not concerned about defending his southwest quadrant because there's no immediate threats. But he's advanced his gold camel to G4 without blockading the F3 square. That's interesting. Now Navid has options to push the cat onto the F3 trap, move the rabbit west to D4, and then put the elephant up on F4. Take a lot of steps to retreat all of the gold pieces, move them all around. Navid also might be trying to think of moving the rabbit to the west side, because on the east side it's just acting as a blocker, but if he moves it to the west side it could try to help attack the C3 trap with the silver horse that's currently on B2. Of course, rabbits aren't great attackers, but they do provide long-term threats in the form of goal threats that prevents your opponent from trying to scatter. I think I would just push the cat to f3, rabbit to d4, and horse to e4 here on... elephant to e4 on move 22s. You're creating threats against gold. He's going to have to use a lot of steps to protect his f4 horse. Got the rabbit. Instead of being an obstacle to your own army, you're moving it towards a trap that your b2 horse is going to control. His horse doesn't have to occupy c2 yet. I would use my steps right now just to move pieces around and create a threat. And then on 23s, that's when I would move the horse onto the c3 square. And now with the elephant, the silver elephant mobile again, Paul's threats of pulling those rabbits aren't quite so potent. In fact, over the long term, pulling rabbits south on a wing where an enemy horse is going to control. Okay, so that's what Navid's done. He's put got his elephant a little more mobile than it's been any time soon, than it's been any time recently. He's finally got his elephant free, creating counterplay, and now Gold's going to have to use a lot of steps here just to get everything safe. Going to have to be concerned about the safety of his camel, of his horse. So Paul played his 23G move very quickly. He only used 21 seconds. But now, Navid's probably very, very tempted to start pulling on those eastern golden pieces again. So Navid's two major options are just to maybe put his horse on the c2 square, maybe move his rabbit another square to the west from d4 to d4. And once Navid gets a strong control of that c3 trap, he can start advancing rabbits at will. There's no more threats of rabbit pulls on the west side anytime soon, as long as that b2 horse remains a threat on that quadrant. Navid has to decide here between the long term. Okay, I was thinking he might... Oh, wow. So Navid's 23S move is he's pulled a horse up to f4. It'll only take Paul a few turns to undo that. But he's probably not really concerned about the f4 horse. He's probably just setting this up as a move so that on his 24S move, he'll pull the camel next time. Navid's final step of 23S was to move a horse from b2 to a2. I'm a little surprised by that. I would be keeping the horse on b2 with the long-term idea of eventually putting it on to c2. I mean, I don't mind if my opponent takes a horse hostage. If he was worried that the gold horse was going to come down to... Sorry, if he was worried that the gold horse was going to move from b3 to a3 and the gold elephant was going to take the hostage from the b3 square holding the b2 silver horse, I wouldn't have been concerned about that. So Paul, of course, on 24G, he had to protect his pieces. Now Navid has another chance here to pull the camel. I don't know if over the long haul he has any serious chance to pull pieces without all defending them. And we could see here, Navid could pull that camel up to f4. Paul would use three steps to undo it. Another three steps to pull. I don't really see how either side can make progress here. If I were Navid on 24S, I would think I'd be more concerned with just trying to build an attack around the c3 trap than harassing the gold pieces. I mean, he can keep pulling them all day, but I guess if he wants to try one more, maybe he can try pulling the horse to e4 this time. By pulling the horse to e4, because now it takes a few more steps. Now that if he pulls the gold horse to e4 on 24S, then it would take gold three steps to put a camel on e3, horse on d4. Nope. Same idea. So Navid's trying to use a new tactic here to attack the gold camel. Now, here on 25G, Paul might just take a step north with his h2 rabbit, put the camel back onto the f3 trap. From the f3 trap, there's nothing really the gold horse... If the h2 rabbit moves to h3 and then put the gold camel on f3. Silver elephant has no major threat against the gold camel on 25s. little surprised by Paul's 25G. He's moved the silver rabbit down to the D3 square, but that can be protected by silver. No, actually, you can't. If Paul's really determined to capture that rabbit, there's no way to protect both traps simultaneously. So Navid's probably just going to push the gold camel from G3 to G5. Probably very... I am a little surprised by some of Paul's moves sometimes. I'm really surprised he just let his camel be taken hostage like this. Navid's thinking of what his strategy might be. He's taking control of that C3 trap. Now, he can, if he wants to, he can capture that silver rabbit in the F3 trap, and there's no risk to his B3 horse at the moment. The A6 camel's too far away, so he can safely capture the rabbit. Maybe Navid was thinking that by luring the gold horse to the F4 square with a rabbit capture, he was then thinking of, on his next move on 26S, of pushing the camel to G5, and he would simultaneously threaten two gold pieces. He might be thinking of something along that line, where... Now what will Paul do? He hasn't yet captured that rabbit, despite having many opportunities to do so, but he can't just leave the rabbit alive indefinitely. I mean, at some point... Okay, so now Paul has protected his G3 rabbit on 26G. There's still a threat against the silver rabbit in the F3 trap on 27G if Navid doesn't protect that. But his greater concern might be to get his elephant out of there. If Paul were to move his camel from F3 to H3 and then put... No, I guess that doesn't work. Oh, yes, it would. Okay, so on Paul's 27G, he's threatening to move his camel to F3 to H3, horse from G4 to G3, right, elephant, I always say horse, gold elephant from G4 to G3, and then gold horse from E3 to F3. That's Paul's threat on 27G. That would blockade the silver elephant in the corner there. Navid's concerned about that. His next move should be to get his elephant out of there. He can even pull a rabbit if he so desires on his way out. If I were Navid, I wouldn't worry at all about protecting that silver rabbit. I mean, it's had so many opportunities to be captured. Just worry about your elephant safety now. There's absolutely no need to worry about protecting a single rabbit at this point. Try to get the elephant to H4, very least. Navid also might just think about using one step to move his camel from A6 to A5. At least that forces Paul to do something on the southwest corner quadrant, because at that point the... Oh my. So Navid's 26S is to pull the camel to G3. Don't understand that move at all. Now, Paul has... His major concern's got to be in the southwest quadrant. Now the A5 camel is threatening to attack the B3 horse. That would lose the gold dog, of course. But the bigger concern is that over the long haul, silver is going to build a very powerful pack in the southwest there. I mean, with all these rabbits and that horse and the camel all around this quadrant, it's a very dangerous attack. Now, if I were Navid, 27G for Paul, he's reinforced his trap by pushing the rabbit from D3 to D4, using a horse to now double protect the trap. I would still attack with my camel here if I were Navid. He has to be still a little concerned about his elephant. The elephant's horribly placed at G2. It's completely out of the action. It's doing nothing. Oh, my. So... I don't think that was the 27S. The elephant has fought its way to E2. I just don't like that at all. I mean, he has to protect his F3 trap. It's unprotected at the moment, but gold elephant, trying to think of what he might do. The elephant might pull the rabbit to E4. That way, the E4 rabbit would act as a blockader against the elephant moving north. And also, he'd have to put his elephant on F4 in that case. Yeah. Paul is trying to use that rabbit as a blockader once again. The silver elephant actually has a pretty good move here. I think if on 28S, if he pulls the cat over to E2, and then with his third and fourth steps, push the camel down E3, he's kind of got the... No, I guess that wouldn't work. I see what Paul did there. It looks like the elephant can fight its way to D3 here by pulling the cat east, but then that forces the camel down south, where actually it's going to take the silver horse hostage, so that's not good. So if I were Navid here, and the thing is, it's dangerous to just put that elephant on E3. Yeah, actually, that's a good move there by Navid. I was thinking of all these options with his elephant, but probably his best idea is just to put his camel on B3. Now let's see if Paul tries another blockading idea here. He probably will. I suspect Paul might try to put pieces on... Well, he could try to put move rabbits over to F2 and G2. The problem there is that he'd be leaving his entire eastern side open to a rabbit attack. And then the elephant's still not truly blockaded there. It's an unusual position. He might try to move his cat to G2 maybe and then push that rabbit south. No? It's such a strange position. You've got a very strong attack in the southwest by silver, and yet this horrible elephant position, and yet I don't see any good blockading opportunities by Paul here. Paul's going into a long think. Very strange position, very strange. The elephant still has that option to move the cat, pull the cat from east from D2 to E2, and then get his elephant to E3, where it would actually capture the dog there. So Paul's going to... either going to have to put a piece on C4, either that C3 dog or the 4 horse. I've been so focused on the blockading the position, I'm forgetting about that southwest trap. I guess if he puts his cat on G2, push the rabbit down to E3, at least he's protected himself against the possibility of an immediate capture. That's a very precarious southwest trap there. That elephant can never reach the E3 square. That's big trouble for Paul. Okay, so Paul's 29G. He's just forgetting about the rabbit now. I kept thinking of trying to use the rabbit in a blockade, but of course, the rabbit's also a great attacker from that square. Paul's just getting rid of the rabbit. And now Navid on 29S has got to be thinking of protecting his elephant. I mean, he can't just constantly leave it in danger like this. A possible threat on the next move might be... Well, if gold's next threat is cat to F3, rabbit from F1 to F2, dog from E1 to F1, and rabbit from H2 to G2, blockading the elephant again, it wouldn't be too effective because a horse and rabbit would be very powerful down the H file. At some point, Navid can just think of charging with a rabbit down the E side if Paul's going to use all his pieces to try to blockade that elephant in the center there. Paul might also be thinking of trying to find a way to continue to keep the elephant blockaded away from the C3 trap. If he can keep the elephant away from the C3 trap and then try and get a camel to C2, that would be a very powerful counter threat. But I don't see that happening. It looks like Navid has pretty good control over the C3 trap, despite his horribly placed elephant there. Navid would have a really good position if that elephant wasn't in such a bizarre place.
Doing that this time. Oh, I would have done that with
Good attack there. So the D3 camel, Naveed just made a 29S threatening a dog in the C6 trap. It also looks like the D3 gold camel is exposed, but it's not because of all the blockades there. But if the gold elephant does move to D4 to freeze the camel, then he would have to protect his camel. It's actually a pretty good move. Paul has a couple options. He could try and move his horse to 5, dog to B5. He'd have to use... Well, he's not forced to protect his B3 square because his camel would not be in immediate danger. But at least by doing that, he would be threatening the horse on the next move if the camel moved to C5 on move 31S. I wouldn't like the idea of... Paul's done a little of everything. He's protecting his cat. I guess in cases on 30G, moved his cat 1 square to the east. That way, if his elephant ever leaves the E3 square, cat won't just be sitting there hanging. Because an elephant's probably going to have to come to the rescue on the next move here. Camel moves to C5, then Paul will be able to protect everything by putting his elephant on C4. Naveed might... Well, this is a very tricky position here, because if Naveed's camel moves up, the horse has to run away. He might use 3 steps to move his horse from C2 to A2. Use his last step to move his camel from C4 to C5, but then he's, of course, going to be concerned about the elephant moving from 3 to C4, the gold elephant on 31G. Then at that point, the silver elephant would be moving to D3 to dislodge the gold camel and protect the camel in the southwest trap. What are Naveed's other options here? The main problem with Naveed's position is his elephant's blocked out. That's going to make it very difficult for him. If he had a better elephant, he'd have a very, very powerful position here. Naveed's going into a deep thought here. Okay, so he's used 3 steps to move his horse to the B1 square. He's threatened 2 pieces simultaneously. Now, there is an interesting tactic. If Paul puts a piece on the C4 square, even if he puts a rabbit from C1 to C4, then he protects the C6 trap, because the camel would have no room to maneuver whatsoever. But that's just kind of a gimmick move. That's not a good long-term move. Paul's concern might be if he puts his elephant on D4, the silver elephant, if the gold elephant moves to C4 on 31G, the silver elephant would move to D3. That kind of protects everything. Oh, that's a good move by Paul there. I didn't even see that. Paul's used his 31G. His camel's going to pursue the silver horse in the corner, which is a very good idea. And I missed the fact that he just had to put his elephant on D4 in order to freeze the camel in the process of trying to capture the other pieces. Of course, Naveed won't try to capture the pieces because he sees that it'll get frozen. The camel will get frozen on C4. It's a very sneaky tactic by Paul. I like that one. Paul's position's really improved here. It was a very unusual position with all these blockades and everything, and the camels and horses so active on one side. But now, camel takes that horse hostage on B1. That's very good for Paul. Naveed has to really think about what he wants to do here. I mean, camel's not very useful right now. So 31S, Naveed's retreating his pieces. So his camel's not too effective right now. Naveed does have a threat of pushing the D3 cat into the F3 trap. Paul, at the very least, has to protect that. And if he does put a cat on G3 and a rabbit on F2, for example, I wouldn't be entirely surprised if Naveed attacks with his G6 horse. No, actually, that might not be such a good idea. The problem with Naveed's position is that he has a hostage on the west side. It's going to reduce his counter chances on the east side. Paul definitely has to use one step here to protect his camel and move it to the B2 square. It looks like at least two steps will be required to protect his F3 trap. I might just move a cat from 3 now. No, he didn't move his cat. So Paul did leave his horse on the D5 square. Navid has an interesting option of perhaps pulling, using his camel, moving to E6, pulling the dog, the horse, to from D5 up to D6, and then he could put a dog from F7 onto E6. That kind of blockades the D7 square. Does that work now? Then he'd be threatening the horse in two traps simultaneously. I think I would be tempted to try that. I would try to pull the horse to D6. I guess, oh no, that might not work, because then if on 32S the silver camel pulls the horse to D6 and then blockades the D7 square, gold still has the option of two steps, moving the rabbit to B7, putting the dog on B6, two more steps to move the gold elephant north to D5. Navid's trying a different idea here. My original idea wouldn't have worked. I was in the process of explaining why it wouldn't work, so now Navid's trying a new idea. Now there's another blocking possibility here. It's a game full of blockades. If Paul can, on 33G, if he can blockade the D2 and D3 squares, the elephant's blockaded again. He might even consider just sacrificing that dog to get his blockade there. I mean, a blockade is way more valuable than a dog. He could put his elephant on C4, cat on D2, and then move his horse down two squares to D3. It's a bit of a gamble. He's giving up a dog for an elephant blockade. Oh, he doesn't have to give up his dog, does he? Oh, yes, he... Oh, no, he doesn't have to do... Oh, that's tough. I was thinking of moving the dog from E2 to D2, rabbit from F2... to E2 so that he wouldn't have to give up his dog, but that doesn't work at all. So Paul's just not even concerned about the blockading the elephant right now. Just protecting his dog and his horse. And he's got a threat against that rabbit. I think that's the very same rabbit that's been at risk the entire game. Paul has never captured it despite having numerous opportunities to do so. Navid, I mean, he could try to flip the dog to B7, but that just wouldn't work at all. 3 steps to pull the camel to B5 with the elephant on 34G, and then the dog can run to B8. At the very least, that would not be a good idea. Navid's been getting his elephant into a lot of difficulty. I think if on 33S here, I would be more concerned with just getting the elephant centralized. Elephants, I almost always try to prefer to keep my elephants somewhere near the central squares. Around the perimeter is almost always a bad idea with the elephants. Also, Navid is trying, so he flipped the dog to B7. I don't really like that idea. I mean, it's too easy to undo it. Just use a few steps to pull the camel to B5, and then the dog is a fourth step. Paul finally captured his first rabbit of the game. That levels the material at one rabbit apiece. The dog hostage on B7 is not a major threat, I don't think. But now there is a new major threat here. So that cat's in quite a bit of trouble here. But Paul does have the option of later taking a horse hostage. If he later pulls the B1 horse up to B2, the elephant can't go too far away. That's the one thing he has in his favor. The only concern here is that the cat's going to be pushed from D4 to D6 on move 35S. Well, Paul apparently wasn't concerned about that at all. I think that's a blunder by Paul. He might have been thinking of trying to do a double push. Maybe on 36G, he's thinking of pushing the camel onto the C6 trap and then using the dog to use two more steps to pull away the cat, and that would capture the camel. But in fact, it's a blunder because the camel just has to slide over to D6 and pull the dog along with it. I mean, that might not have been a bad move if he could have captured the horse on the next move, but he has no follow-up to that. Now Paul may as well just try to protect his cat and his horse. The horse on E3 is in trouble, the cat on D4 is in trouble. Paul should just try and protect both if wherever possible. That's actually tough. I don't know if he can protect both. He'll use one step to move his horse from E3 to F3 here on 36G. But then how's he going to save his cat? I guess he could use two steps to move his elephant to D5, use one step to move his cat maybe to C4, and at least he has some kind of flip threat against the camel. Not a very good one at this stage, but at least something. So Navid's now up by a dog. That was a major mistake by Paul on the last move. That dog's going to be a huge material advantage. Unless Paul can come up with some way to distract the silver elephant. If he can lure the silver elephant into the north at some future time, then the gold camel will capture that B2 horse and Paul will have a slight material advantage. Until he does that, though, he's in quite a bit of trouble now. Navid's long-term concern, it looks like if Paul tries a desperate counterattack here, he might try to use rabbits to go up the west side. Not too much of a threat now. The problem is that the B3 horse can't advance because it has to protect the camel. As long as the B3 horse isn't a threat to advance, that it's not too bad. But if the B3 horse ever does get up to B6 along with an advanced rabbit, Paul's got some good chances on the northwest side there. Paul's 36G, he didn't protect his horse. Navid might be thinking here on 36S of pushing the horse from E3 up to E5. And that serves two purposes. I mean, first of all, he's threatening the horse, but then also he's blockading the camel. That would threaten the cat for horse exchange if he pushes the horse to E5. Actually, would allow a trade of a cat and a rabbit for a horse. I might be tempted to try that exchange. No, forget everything I've just said. That's a horrible move because you'd lose the cat and the rabbit and then you'd lose the B2 horse. The elephant has no... I was constantly thinking of threats there that don't exist. Now, the elephant's moved to C4 on 36S. One of the threats here, he might try to push the B3 horse onto C3. Navid might try to do that in his next move to free his horse to B1. Paul might want to double protect that D3 trap. Actually, yeah, I was about to say that Paul's long-term goals, he's right now pushing a silver camel to E5 on his 37G move. One of the ideas I like here, that's not a bad move to threaten the camel. If he can lure he can create any threats in the east that'll lure the silver elephant away. He also, on his 37th move, double protected that C3 trap. He's threatening a horse frame on 38G. I don't think Navid's going to allow the horse frame, but at the very least, he's double protected the trap. That'll reduce the number of tactical threats Navid can create by triple protecting the trap. And he might create a later threat on the east side with that by pushing the camel south. Navid's really low on time here. 22 seconds in reserve, 10 seconds left on his move before he starts dipping into his reserve. Gotta protect that camel. I might move the dog to F5, move the camel west. The camel on the west side will help. No, he didn't try that. I was thinking if he tried to frame the horse on C3, he could move his camel west and try and break the frame later. Actually, Navid's move is pretty decent. They're trying to break the frame later by moving his silver camel to the west side. He's just preventing the frame from occurring at all. The only problem with the elephant now is it's now blockaded away from the D2 square. It cannot create threats against the camel directly. Paul's got a pretty clear strategic idea here now. He's got a threat now against that camel. If he pushes it to F4, maybe puts his horse on F5. Silver elephant can temporarily create tactics by pushing the cat east and then going back to the west to protect both traps simultaneously, but can't do that forever. So the more direct way would be to try to get a piece onto G4. And so if Paul on 38G moves his camel from E5, pushes it to F4, puts the elephant on F5, then David's next step on 38S would be to put a cat maybe on 38S, move the cat to G4. Now Paul's played a slightly different move here. So on 38G, he's only used two steps on the camel. Now Navid, he has to get his elephant back to the D3 or C4 squares. He might just move his elephant up to D4, move the camel over twice to the G4 square, and then return the elephant to D3. So maybe Paul's thought a couple steps ahead here. Instead of pushing the camel to F4, he's thinking that if the camel escapes to G4 on this step, then he'll move his camel to G5 on move 39G. And that's actually a pretty good move, because from the G5 square, there's fewer opportunities to free that silver camel. When it was on the F4 square, 38G that I suggested, the cat would have come down to G4 and pushed the camel over to E4, and that's kind of a tricky threat to meet. It's hard to handle two pieces at once, especially with the elephant pushing back and forth, silver elephant. But on this square here, this is a little bit trickier, because if Navid uses... That might be... I'm a little surprised Navid has done that. He's allowed his B2 horse to be captured with his 38S move. There's no immediate threat to the gold cat on F3, so Paul just quickly captures the B2 horse. I was a bit surprised. I guess Navid must have seen the idea that if he moved his camel to G4 on move 38S and then returned his elephant to the D3 square, he must have seen the threat where the elephant comes over to G5, and he just didn't like the idea that long-term he couldn't protect both traps at once, so he just gave up his silver horse. And now Paul's ahead. He's ahead a horse for a dog with one rabbit off each side. Paul's 40G. He's pulled the camel from G6 down to G5. Silver camel's in a little bit of danger again, but the Navid wants to protect it, just move the horse down. Yeah, so now Navid's used his 40S move. He played very quickly. He has to rebuild his reserve. Only 18 seconds on 40S. He's moved his horse to G6, camel over to F6. If Paul wants to use four steps again to once again pull the camel south, again, Navid can move his camel to E6 on move 41S. So not too worried about that. Now let's see what Navid's going to try now. I was a little surprised on 40S that Navid moved his elephant down to the D2 square. But I don't know if his idea was... Yes, Navid's used his 41S again to protect his camel. This time his camel's so far back that gold won't bother to chase it. If anything, he's going to try and either flip that D6 cat or the H5 horse. Paul's going on the attack now. He's decided that with the G6 square occupied by a weak cat piece, he might try and go in there. Of course, with that camel nearby, maybe that isn't Paul's idea. Paul might try to push the cat up to G7 on move 43G, and then put his elephant right on the F6 trap so that the silver camel has a harder time attacking the G6 horse. I'm not sure if that's what Paul's planning to do. Now Navid, on his next move, he might be thinking of pulling a rabbit to D3. Usually this late in the game, rabbit pulling becomes an obsolete idea. The later in the game you go, the less likely you are to rabbit pull, but it looks like there's still a good chance if he brought the rabbit straight up the D file, he could capture it. So you might think of that. The risks, of course, is that the later in the game that you get, the more likely your opponent is to just counterattack your traps when you bring your rabbit north. Your defenders to defend against the rabbit, the goal threat. Navid also has the option of trying to get his silver horse here on 42S, moving his silver horse to G3. No, he doesn't try that. And Navid has backed up on his 42S. He could have considered moving his horse to the G3 square there on 42S if he wanted to counterattack. Instead, he's kind of defending. Now we'll find out what Paul's idea was on 42G. I wasn't sure what his intention was by putting a horse on G4. And now Paul pushes the camel to E8. I don't know what his idea was there either. Paul might be thinking of trying to pull a rabbit from F8 down to F7 in his next move. Yeah, I like Navid's 43S. He's just replaced the G6 square. He's changed from a cat defender to a horse defender. That's much stronger. He doesn't have to worry about his camel because it's well defended there. And he's looking to maybe pull that B3 horse up to B4. Yeah, so Paul is indeed rabbit pulling on 44G. I wasn't exactly sure why he had moved his horse to E7 on move 43G, but it looks like he just had that idea of the rabbit pull. Now Navid might use three steps here to pull the horse from B3 to B4. Probably would want to use another step to move the dog from D6 to D5. It's a little poorly placed there on D6. Okay, so Navid wasn't interested in directly pulling the horse up. He might be thinking of pulling the horse up later. Paul might use two moves here just to blockade the B2 square. Paul's 45th move, he might put rabbits on A2 and B1 just to prevent access to from capturing the camel. Navid moved his camel from E8 to D8 on 44S. It's maybe possible that he's looking very long-term, thinking that he's going to start pushing the gold horse from A3 up the A-side, and he wants his camel on the west once he does that. Let's see if that's what he was thinking now. If Navid uses at least one step to save his horse, after Paul's 45th move, he's now threatening to push that dog south from D6 to D4. That's probably the biggest threat facing silver right now. Do not want to allow that. Dog's going to be in big trouble in the middle of the board there. But it's easy enough to stop. Just one step west, maybe. Two steps to push a horse from A3 to A4. One possibility for Navid. Navid also might just be thinking of rabbit pulling, I don't know. I'm not really sure if he is planning to pull that rabbit from B2 to B3 or whether he's trying to push his horse up the west side. And if he pushes the horse up the west side, I'm assuming that his camel's going to start moving west. But no matter what Navid's strategy is here, the most important thing without question is to protect that D6 dog. Just one step. Paul's probably already thinking, if Paul's planning to rabbit pull, I think he'll make a very quick 46G. Just use three steps to pull that rabbit from D7 to D6. Oh, actually, Paul's got another good idea. I hadn't even thought of this, but that F4 horse is going to possibly attack the F7 square. So Navid actually made a very good move there. He's blockaded the F7 square. I expect Paul might now try and flip the rabbit from E7 to E5. He doesn't yet have a threat to his C2 camel, so he doesn't have to worry about protecting the C3 trap just yet. And so Paul's 46th move, he's pulled the silver rabbit down two squares. I assume at this stage of the game, Paul's just going to be concerned about capturing the rabbits. He's not going to be too concerned about trying to use blockades and that sort of thing as he was doing earlier in the game. As you get later into the game, it's just important to just capture rabbits. You're not concerned about blockades as much. Now, what will Navid do here? He might... I don't think he's going to attack just yet from g6 to g4. No, he didn't. So he's slowly moving his camel to the west side. I thought he might have moved his horse down to g4 and maybe moved his camel to d7. That way he'd have a chance to counterattack the southeast trap. But instead he's moving his camel west, possibly with the idea. Navid might have the idea of later trying to get a horse hostage on the west side. Now, Paul's 47G, he played very quickly. Paul's 47G, he played in 11 seconds. He's threatening the silver rabbit. Now, Navid's 47S, he's threatening the gold camel on C2. The most important thing for Paul here is to use one step at least to protect the B3 square, maybe put the horse on B3. He might want to use two steps just to pull the E4 rabbit down to E3. That's a flexible... When you have a rabbit in the middle of the board, they're pretty much impossible to protect because gold can go into either trap. I would also... I was going to suggest putting a gold horse on the G4 square. I like to prevent the silver horse from infiltrating the south. If I was Navid here, my very first instinct would be to move the G6 horse down to G2... G3, sorry, and push the cat down to G2. The only minor concern is that the camel might eventually come over to the east side. That's why I would put the cat on the G2 square. The camel has to go around the rabbit on F2. It's a long process to get there if you put the cat in its way. Navid's also got a threatened rabbit that might be flipped to B4. He might be thinking... Okay, so Navid, rather than protecting his rabbit or attacking the square, is just counterattacking the F4 gold horse. I think Navid might move his cat onto the F3 trap, pull the rabbit from E4 to F4 while moving his horse west. No, I don't like that, actually. If he leaves his horse on G4, then the silver elephant's going to pull the gold horse to G5 on the next move, so he has to protect his horse but better than that. I guess I would put my cat on F3 and then move the horse around to G3, get the horse out of danger. And that, even that's a difficulty, because I'm a little surprised again that Paul... Is there a chance here? No. Now, the gold elephant used two steps on 49G to move two steps closer to the east. From B5, it wasn't able to protect the northwest trap, but now it's close enough it can protect the northeast trap, sorry. But with the gold elephant within range, there's not as much danger to pulling the gold horse to G5 is not as much of a threat as it had been earlier. Navid tries it anyway. Now the elephant's going to come to E6 here. By pushing that dog into the F6 square, it's also going to create a threat against the C7 camel. Now, what will Navid try here? I'm not sure what he's planning to do with the G5 gold horse. So maybe Navid on his 50S, he's shifting pieces west. I'm a little surprised he didn't protect rabbit a little better, the B5 rabbit. So 51G, Paul plays very quickly again, only 11 seconds. He's built his reserve up to 19 minutes now. He's a very fast player. Paul's captured the rabbit. And on his next move, he's going to threaten to perhaps pull that B5 rabbit down to B4. So Paul's got a pretty big advantage now. Not only does he have the extra rabbit, but he has a horse for a dog, which is probably the equivalent of a rabbit. I think it would be fair to say that Paul's ahead by about two rabbits right now on 50, move 51S. Now, Navid could try again for a horse frame, but wouldn't work. If he puts a dog on d7, horse on g6. All Paul has to do is flip the d7 dog down to, sorry, the e7. If he moves a silver dog to e7, puts his silver horse on g6, prevent the frame, all Paul would have to do is flip the dog. So instead, Navid, I think that's a good move. Navid on his 51st move has moved his silver camel to the b6 square. The major threat there was that the silver rabbit would be pulled down to b4. Now, all Navid would have to do on 52s, if the rabbit is pulled down, is move his camel one step south, move the rabbit west. Okay, so Paul, on his 52nd move, he's threatening the rabbit. He's also threatening to put his camel on the b3 square on his 53rd move. The threat would have been against the gold horse at b3, so by solidifying the square with a camel on b3, he's going to be able to protect that square from being infiltrated. So Navid made a good 52s there. He's just trying to protect his rabbit and infiltrate, maybe. He's also threatening to pull the gold horse. Now Paul's going to use two steps to move both his horse and his camel west. Or what Paul might do is put a rabbit on c2, move the horse south from b3 to b2, and then put his... No, he didn't do that. I thought he might move his horse south. That way, on his next move, on his 54th, he could pull the a4 rabbit to a3 without having a gold piece there to obstruct it. Paul's just content to block up the position here. Now, the silver camel can't make any progress on the west side unless he switches around. If Navid's next move is to move the camel to A4, and he'd have to shift the silver rabbit to B4 to clear space, that would threaten the gold horse, but it would also cost him a rabbit. He might try it anyways. If he does flip around his camel and his rabbit here, and then the rabbit is captured on 54G, then his 54S move would just be to pull the horse up to A5, put his camel on b5. Gold elephant is kind of tied down to that f6 trap at the moment. Navid's deep in thought. Well, if he doesn't like the idea of flipping the rabbit, I don't think that's the best idea. He might consider it, but he might also just try to counterattack in the southeast. If he just puts his horse on the g3 square, pushes the cat south, does have some attacking opportunities on that quadrant. No, he would want to move the cat west in case the camel came over. The horse would have to retreat. Then the silver camel could occupy b3, which isn't bad. As long as the gold horse is held hostage at g5 and the gold elephant is tied down, you don't want that silver camel to occupy b3. Gold elephant does try to threaten it. It has an escape route because of that a4 silver rabbit. That allows this silver camel to escape up the b file as long as the gold elephant isn't. I guess that's not a good idea. Silver camel occupies b3 in the future. It wouldn't necessarily have an escape route if the gold elephant went to b5, so that isn't as good as I thought it would be. I was thinking of trying to lure the gold camel east. Use the silver camel to occupy b3, but that looks dangerous. As long as the gold elephant is tied to the f6 square to protect the hostage g5 horse, Navid has some play there. He doesn't want to put his camel in danger. Navid also might just play defensively here. He has a h5 silver horse. He could put it on g6. Nope. So Navid is pulling a rabbit from h2 to h3. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, normally you want to have control of the enemy trap when... Sorry, you want to have full control of your home trap when you pull rabbits. But at any point here, Naveed might want to just push, use his G3 cat to push the horse to G6. And in the future, he also has the option to then move the horse to F7. And with that kind of counterplay on the east by the gold pieces, there's no use in pulling rabbits at all. Any rabbits he pulls up here will just be towards a protected trap. So Paul, again, plays quickly, only 35 seconds on his 54th move. He's already built up over 20 minutes of reserve. Naveed's down to just a minute 47 of reserve. Paul's attacking, that's a good idea. There's absolutely no point now in pulling a rabbit at all. In fact, if Naveed wants to do anything with his horse, he might just push that H3 rabbit west to F3. Oh, he's retreating. Well, Naveed's retreated on his 54th move. Now, Paul might just think of trying to capture that. Well, he could use two steps to push the A4 rabbit to B4. Another two steps just to occupy the F7 square with his horse. I guess Naveed's idea long-term is to move his camel, which was on the west side, and bring it around to the east side, maybe to attack that gold horse, but it's a very slow plan. I mean, he'd spent a lot of moves earlier moving the camel all the way from the east side to the west side. Now if he moves it back to the east side, the horse can just run away. Oh, so Paul has the same idea, maybe. 55th move, he's pulled the cat from E8 to E7. That's going to create an obstacle. The gold horse later pushes the F7 dog up to F8. Going to be very difficult for the camel to infiltrate into that quadrant there to attack the gold horse. Paul also took a step east with his camel. He might be thinking of moving the camel to G3 on his next move. Now, 55S, Naveed's probably going to contemplate whether he wants to put his camel on B3. No, he can't. He can put three steps here to get his camel to B3, and then he has to use his last step to protect his dog on C7. Then again, the risk, it's an even riskier move now. That wouldn't work at all, because the problem is that there's not even a hostage gold horse right now. There's no threats at all. Can't put his silver camel there yet. I don't really know if there's anything else that Naveed can do to protect that A4 rabbit. I mean, the most obvious way is to try and put a camel in there, but with no threats against the gold pieces, that silver camel would just be in major danger if the gold elephant returns. So Naveed's pulling back again, bringing his horse up. My only guess is that he's bringing his horse to defend the G6 trap while he wants to bring his camel around to try to take the gold horse hostage at some point in the future. Then if he can get the camel and the horse into the G6 corner, he's probably planning to rotate his elephant out. But right now I think that positionally this is a major advantage for Paul. So he is attacking. Paul's confident to put his horse on the F7 square by having previously pulled the rabbit to E7. Is going to take a long, long time to get that camel to threaten the horse. He'd have to use quite a few steps to, first of all, move his C7 dog out of the way, move his rabbit from E7 west and then south, and then thus clearing a lane along the west, along the 7th rank to push that horse down. But that's a long, slow plan. In the meantime, while Naveed's trying all that, Paul's going to try and use his camel to get to the G6 square, or possibly just start bringing rabbits up and try to create goal threats. Naveed's going to have a hard time defending here. Also, with that A4 rabbit looks to be in big trouble. So Paul can take another material lead. If you think of a horse as being roughly worth a dog and a rabbit, then Paul's already up by the equivalent of two rabbits. And if he captures that A4, he'll have a three-rabbit lead, basically. Paul's just taking his time now, slowly advancing rabbits, endangering that rabbit that's now on A3. Naveed has flipped his G7 rabbit to F6. I'm not sure why he did that. seems that if anything, that just helps. If Paul wants to, now he can flip that F6 rabbit to E5, and then that rabbit would be endangered. I didn't understand that 57S. Yeah, so Paul's captured another rabbit. He's got a huge material lead now. Okay, I see. Now Navid's move makes sense. I guess he put the F6 rabbit there. He's just trying to block out every possible escape route for the gold horse. His only escape route now is to go through H7, but Paul instead is attacking on the west side. I thought Paul might actually even try to attack B3 to B6 at some point. I guess he's not doesn't want to do that just yet while the camel's still around, but eventually if the camel entrenches itself on the F7 square. So Navid is going after the A5 horse. I see now why he put the rabbit on F6. It was that his elephant could leave, but all Paul has to do now, I would push the horse down two squares, push the rabbit to F4. It accomplishes so many goals. I mean, first of all, the gold horse is in danger on F7 by pushing it down two squares. It's now a safe piece. And of course, you're threatening yet another rabbit. And then once the gold horse retreats to safety on the south side, if it gets there, then that allows the elephant to go west and maybe help out that other horse if it's in danger. Of course, if the silver elephant goes back to the east side later, Paul will just once again attack on the west side. I'm a little surprised there that Paul didn't try to get his horse out of that F7 square. I'm very surprised by that. So it just seems that now the camel can at least use two steps to hold F8. And there's just enough steps that he doesn't have to worry about the G6 horse just yet. If the G4 cat wasn't there, Navid would be worried about the camel pulling the G6 horse down one step, one space, and then capturing that F6 rabbit. That's not a threat, so Navid can just take his time here and take two steps to move his camel from E8 to F8. Then two other steps, he might just want to bring his elephant over. Tough for Navid to come up with a plan here. I guess what he might as well just do is use four steps to get his camel onto F7 and then push the horse from F7 over to G6 as a hostage. Or that, it's the same way, four steps, he's got his camel on F7 to take in a hostage horse on G6. That's a pretty decent idea. Navid doesn't have a lot of... But he's well behind right now. His ideas might as well be to get his elephant on the west side active, try to maybe create a threat against the A3 horse if possible. At least that would give him a chance if he can distract the gold elephant. No. I was thinking if the silver elephant played on the southwest side, tried to distract the gold elephant, it would give better strength to that hostage horse there on D7. Paul uses a 60-second move to pull another rabbit down. Paul's already got a huge material lead, and now there's a strong threat against yet another silver rabbit. And even if Navid protects that rabbit now, Paul's next move might be to just... I think I would use four steps on 63G, pull the F7 camel to E7, and then move the horse from... I would do it right now. I would pull that camel from F7 to E7, move the horse to G8. It just buys time because it would take only one move for Paul to get his horse to G8, but it would take Navid. I think it would take him. No, that doesn't work. He would just undo that. Paul, I guess, could consider pushing the camel to F6 and moving the horse to G8. That would be a... No. So Paul's attacking 63G. He's attacked his horse to A6. He might just be satisfied with pulling rabbits at this point. There's nothing to stop his can from horse from just pulling the rabbit all the way straight down to A3, capturing that, going all the way back up, pulling it down again, pulling down another rabbit. Navid just doesn't have strong enough pieces to fight off that gold horse in the west. tough to come up with a plan for Naveed here. I think his only real hope is to bring his elephant from F4, try and get it over to the west side of the board. If he can take that gold horse hostage with his elephant, then the gold pieces are, the gold elephant's overwhelmed, then he has hostages in both quadrants. And if Naveed ever can capture that horse hostage, at least he has something closer to material equality. In fact, he would have pretty well near material equality if he could capture a gold horse right now. Problem is that Paul is going to threaten to capture more silver rabbits, so that even if he does capture that gold horse, he'll still be far behind by that time. So if I were Paul here, I think I would just pull a, maybe try just a rabbit straight down the west side from A7 to A5. If the elephant isn't going to challenge, and he's going first, he's threatening the G4 silver rabbit on his move 64G. Paul's just threatening a simple four-step maneuver where he'd move his camel up to G4 and then pull the cat to G3 with the rabbit capture on his next move. Okay, and now Naveed has reorganized his pieces on 64S. He isn't going to sit back and let his rabbits be taken. He's putting up a fight now. Now, Paul does have a good defensive position here. We're looking at 65G. As long as he has that rabbit there on H4, it's not going to be easy for Naveed. I have echoes now. Okay, so as long as... I'm just going to test that. Okay, it's working now. Okay, so 65. Okay, oh, now I'm going to go again. Paul played a 65G, threatening to capture the camel. On his next move, he'll, assuming that Naveed protects that F6 square, he's going to, Paul has the option of maybe moving a rabbit up to H5, moving a second rabbit at H4. As long as he keeps that H4 square occupied and maybe blockades it a little bit, it's hard for the silver pieces to do anything to protect that to silver rabbit. And Naveed's thinking a long time here on his 65th move. He might, just to be simple here, he might just push that horse up to F8. It protects his camel, and F8's a pretty good square for a hostage, you know. He's just decided to reinforce the square. Now, Paul's got a number of options. One of the threats is just the idea that Paul Naveed might just pull that H5 rabbit to H4 to H5. No, okay. Actually, that's a good move by Paul there. The only piece on the board that really has any threat now to break that rabbit frame is maybe if Naveed could ever get that G5 horse over. No, even that wouldn't work. That's almost an unbreakable rabbit frame. On Paul's 66th move, he flipped a rabbit into F3. Very strong move. Like, the number of moves it would take a silver piece to break that rabbit frame is, it would almost be impossible. The C7 dog could try to do it, but Paul would just rotate his food dog to E3, so he would need one of his, either a horse or camel to break the frame. It's almost undoable. Naveed realized it's an unbreakable frame almost. He's just giving up the rabbit. So Naveed's on his 66th move, giving up the rabbit frame. He's threatening the C2 cat, maybe just hoping that Paul won't see the threat against the C2 cat. He's also going to threaten to flip probably the... Well, he's got a long-term option for a rabbit frame by pulling a rabbit from H4 to H5 and then maybe later trying to frame it, but not easy at all. going to be difficult for Naveed to capture rabbits at all. It's easy for Paul to capture rabbits because he's got so much counterplay, but for Naveed, he just doesn't have the trap control to really pull rabbits the way Paul's able to do so. Now Naveed's facing on 67G. Paul's protected his C2 trap, his C3 trap. Now Naveed has to do likewise. His camel's at risk here. Camel's pulled on the G6. If the camel on G6 is pushed onto the F6 square, then the gold horse will capture the camel by pushing the dog out of the way, so Naveed should just put a rabbit on. Okay. Could have just moved his rabbit to E6. Instead, he's shifted over his camel, and the trap's now protected. And now I think that what Paul's going to do, maybe it would be tempting to try and push that camel to the west side to attack the F6 trap, but it's a little dangerous because then the camel's going to go after the A6 horse. In fact, that's very dangerous. So Paul might just push the camel back to the east here on 68G. Paul's got a huge lead. I mean, he's, I think, up the equivalent of about 4 rabbits now. He's got such a huge lead, there's no reason to allow any counterplay by Naveed. I think I would just push the camel back to the east and keep that that horse safe on the west side. Or if he doesn't want to do that, maybe just pull the A6 horse down south. You don't want to get into a situation here where giving up counterplay. Paul's 68th move, he might be trying for a horse frame or something. I mean, Naveed can easily protect that horse by moving a elephant to E3 with his 68S move. Then Paul could theoretically set up a horse frame, except that G7 horse is pretty weak. So Naveed has a couple options here. He can go back and try and... He can use 3 steps... Put a cat on, yeah, okay, so he did what I thought he would do. He used 3 steps to protect the horse, which is a good idea. He also put a cat on G6. I like the idea of moving the cat onto G6 because that means next turn the camel on E6 can move to B6 and take that horse hostage on the west side. That would be a very, very good hostage situation. It would be even better if he still had if he could use a elephant and horse to hold horse hostages on both sides simultaneously. But he doesn't have that opportunity now. Earlier in the game, it seemed that he might be working towards that, but he didn't. Paul's 69th move, he's pulled a camel from E6 to E5. That was the 69G move. Paul's up to 26 minutes of reserve. He's such a fast player. Naveed's rebuilt his time. He was very low on reserves earlier. Naveed's looking like he might just go back and take that G7 horse hostage. Again, Paul's got a very, very large material lead here. He doesn't have to do anything too risky. He doesn't even have to worry too much about whether that camel takes the G7 horse hostage. Okay, so Paul's he's creating threats all over the board now. So Paul's 70th move, he's threatening the B4 cat, the C7 dog. Both of those pieces can be protected if the elephant moves from F4 to C4. But then the problem is that G4 horse, we'd have to use 3 steps to protect the B4 cat, use another step to move the dog maybe to B7, for example. That leaves the silver horse, not in immediate danger, but in a bit of a difficult position. So Naveed's using a counterattack and his pieces rather than directly defend. He's creating a threat against the F3 cat. Paul might just take the bait here. I might just take that C7 dog, give up my F3 cat, and then just think that even if you trade further pieces, then gold could take the B4 cat. Yeah, I think I would do that. Take the dog now, give up the cat. No, he didn't do that. I was thinking then after those 2 trades, then you'd have almost an open file to run a rabbit up the west side. Paul's just playing it safe. Might as well when you're up this much material. So once again, Navid's using counter threats to protect his pieces on 71S. He has the threat of bringing a horse down to F2 and creating a threat against that quadrant. He also has a horse hostage that can be captured immediately. If Paul wants to protect everything without giving up any pieces here, he could just capture the cat, move elephant east. Might even... Well, the problem is that there's going to still be a lot of attacks. I still like the idea here of just going for a quick goal. Paul's going to try that. Rather than defend directly, just threaten a goal. And there's no way... There's two threats by Navid on the board, but he can't do either one right now. If he were trying to... Ooh. I think Navid just made a mistake there. All Paul has to do on 73G is capture the dog, bring the elephant to F5, and he's won a dog, and then neither the camel nor the horse can move. Then two of his threats are neutralized. In fact, he would then have major threats against Navid. I would play that without hesitation here. Just capture the dog, bring the elephant to F5, and that's pretty much game over. That'd be such a huge material lead, plus all of Navid's best pieces are frozen. Not much he would be able to do after that. Paul doesn't play that. The only explanation is that he's going for an immediate goal, which maybe isn't a bad idea. Maybe instead of capturing the dog on F7, just win the game. If he moves his horse from D4 up to C7, there's not a lot that... Well, again, Navid could... Oh, that's an even better move. I did not see that. Now, Navid can defend this. There's a goal threat after 73G. Navid can put his rabbit onto C6, sacrifice it, move the dog to C... No, he didn't even bother. So, that's the game over. Could have sacrificed his rabbit on C6 to delay the game slightly before capturing the horse. That's 74G. I think that's the second longest game of the tournament. It went rather fast because Paul's such a fast player. The game was almost exactly 2 hours, I think 1 hour 59 minutes. Oh no, sorry, because Paul was here late, so it's about 1 hour 40 minutes maybe. Very good game. If the players are going to come into the chat room, maybe we could have a discussion with them. I'm just going to check the chat room here, see if we're going to get any of the players in. So the players are in the chat room right now. I don't know if they're going to join us in the audio. If not, that was quite an entertaining game. A little back and forth. At one point it looked like Navid was going to take a huge advantage when Paul blundered away his dog. He tried to attack the camel, instead the camel took the dog, but... The horse hostage was in the southwest, was one of the turning points. After Paul got that horse hostage, he had the advantage, and after that, he never gave it up. I don't think the players are going to join us, so broadcast is coming to a close, but I hope everyone enjoyed the game. It was pretty entertaining. Second longest game of the tournament to date, and quite a good fight. So now, with Paul winning the game, he improves to 2-2. That means that he still has one chance to advance. It's going to be all or nothing in the final round for 6 2-2 players. Navid's record drops to 1-3, and that's not going to be enough to advance. So he still gets to play one more week, but he won't get to participate in the World Championship Finals. All right, good night, everyone.